It's my exercise tonight. Now, I'm conscious before I start, how inadequately I can take it up, or any other matter, any other brother for that matter, the precious subject of the person. And in particular, as it viewed as head. The scripture reminds us, where there is no vision, people perish, or as the New Translation puts it, the house of restraint. I dare say, we've all approached these meetings, with a good deal of prior exercise, the local brethren, but also those coming from a distance, has felt that no man ever better. That blessed one of God's right hand, there will be a love for the vision of our souls. I don't mean in a meeting certainly, but our lives. Our meetings will be made. Yes, but drawn to the epistle to the Colossians, I think one can see its importance in relation to the day where we live. The ones to reach, so far as the person is concerned, a climax in the 11th verse of chapter 3, Christ all in all. It was really twice over that this epistle was not only for the Colossians but for the Laodiceans. And the reason we see that Christ is seen as outside, in nobody, in nothing, which is to see everything in that blessed one, Christ everything and in all. Now we will approach the word tonight with some measure of order. I wish first the importance in the person. Some of the difficulties in the world. Preciousness of the person. We have recorded for us in the scriptures that Mr. Doherty read on Monday of the Apostle Paul. There were some who heard of this, but they saw it. And by exercise, as a result of these meetings, that we should not only hear a voice, see the man. Gospel tells us signs that so far as one that the Lord healed, it is recorded for us that he healed him in two stages. The first touched the eye, the blind man, he saw a little bit, but he saw there as to his body. With the second touch, he saw every man plainly. By that, every man was seen in relation to Christ. And notice this, who perhaps in the position of Mary, saying that people of my Lord, and I know not where that lay in, but in the past position, my revealed death and look the lustiness of this person, nobody is. But the reader could say, could he not? Yea, no, for as much as the Lord is coming to his kingdom. Your senator, I trust, will be playing the role. The prosperity before my heart tonight isn't exactly a doctrinal explanation of the passages, but only this, that we're the precious ministry, let us say to us that we reach the person. There is a reference, it was given me by Sir. I'm not sure it will be understood by all, but in truth, you recall that she found the man at the end of the heap of wheat. And I believe that God, whatever he will bring us into, if we don't, in the exercise of our souls and the enjoyment of that blessing, reach the person, we haven't reached the. Indeed, don't we read that knowledge up to that? Behold, any message from the person, there might be a danger of sticking a feather in our cap, thinking what clever people we have been, whereas if we hold in relation to the person, our soul will be prostrate and depressed before it. And I believe that is ever the end to which God will lead us. Of one who would really reach the person. Consider blind Bartimaeus. You will recall that I had gone up Jesus of Nazareth. And immediately the man still was, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You know what happened? This? But the Lord, Sir, he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And in that procession, we find that remarkable scene where the Lord of life and glory stood still. At that moment, they said to blind Bartimaeus, rise to fear, he called it there. He didn't really let him be. He cast aside his cloak. He came right into the presence of the person. And I do believe that oftentimes with these exercises, either difficulties without or difficulties within, in Canticles 5, we were freedom, the watchmen and the keepers of the wall. Even so far as of Simon the leper, there is one who contacting the person with lies of the best on his head, on his feet. The voice would have raised it to what purpose is this waste? If you read in John's account, you find that the criticism came. In Mark's account, it affected some of the disciples. In Matthew's account, all of them were affected, saying to this woman, what purpose is this waste? Why isn't your marriage of the visions and your affections and your worship upon it? We must Beloved brethren, whatever the difficulty is in the bridge in our path, reach the person. And I do believe that if we let we shall form it is beaten away. Now, above all else, sisters in the brethren, although someone, whatever might be the gradation of experience, let us in our inner beings preserve devotional, grand thoughts, worshipful thoughts for the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before I was married for 18 months, I lived with sister, her 12 words, how she said, praise the Lord, bless him. Didn't happen. Her conversation seemed to be in the narrow confines of toilets. She could recount her conversation, but she knew the person, and there was only about some of the happiest I've spent in a house. That is, and I think it's the principle of the thing in the first place. But in that verse of chapter 35, thy and the power and the splendor and the measure. For thou art exalted. Hearing of Handel's back. The anthem, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and when the person with blessed dignity, even kings of Lords, came before the souls of those present and the Queen, the greatest Queen in the world, doing homage. Thinking that the other morning, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, Creator. Have you ever heard of Jesus at 5 feet before? But I venture to think that the one who comes, and in particular, 9th verse of chapter 2, he is seen in the great glory of many of these. For him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We have been reminded of the sevenfold headship of Christ. And here, surely, it is food for the feeding of the mission. And every one of us tonight, there's a man in the glory of God. And in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In the prayer meetings, there has been exercise for the young. Exercise for us all. That the Spirit might write upon every heart the grandeur and the glory and the blessedness and the beauty and the loveliness of that blessed man there. Reality of the turn of our heart. Scripture records for us only two that have seen the man in the glory. One was Stephen, the end of Acts 7, marvel scripture. Fire at once. 2 Corinthians 12, the great apostle, and the blessedness of the man in Christ. When he came back to earth, he died daily. that how come revenge against the confessed man and Lord Christ, we'll refer to that just in a minute. Sometimes you know, just to understand the significance of some of these verses, like the ninth verse of chapter 2 of Colossians, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Colossians, you're in a battleground. What will be your word concerning the. There is no good in the church history. Will be familiar with the Gnostics on one hand, the Ebionites on the other. I may not carry it all with me, but I say to refer to the Rabbi, because it serves to enhance the greatness of the verse before us. The Ebionites were quite prepared to acknowledge in the Old Testament God's both ways, various times, by the prophets. And so far as the person of the Lord Jesus said, the greatest of the prophets doubtless, the light which has come in our souls is that we are the Lord, we are the Lord. Here is the Son, there abiding in the bosom of the Father, the one who has come to earth to make him known, but more, the one who in the glory has all the fullness of absolute deity in the Father. And this matter must be insisted upon, because if ever to understand the force of the four prepositions in our reading, we must get a right word first. What about the Gnostics? The Gnostics believed that God so well in transcendental greatness that to put all that fullness into a body is just the way that we know it is rather neat and not. So they think. They have emanations from the Godhead. One, two, three. That is these emanations of the aroma, according to one. Christ comes in as the 33rd eon. Valentinus. Why do I mention this? Thanks be to God in absolute glory. All the way to God is full of glory, certainly, but in a man. Read the gospel story and see in Matthew the marked doings of Jesus. In Luke, of Jesus. In John, his conversation generous, making him great. We are able to refute the Gnostics. Because thanks be to God, he has not only manifested in the flesh, but the soul that descended is the soul that ascended up far above all heavens. And he has given the sign of the signet, and he's going to stamp the blessed impress of himself upon every sphere. A very, very weak word in regard. Shows to us the blessing. If you turn over the pages of his epistle, there is a difference, isn't there, between being Christ and being Christ. He saw the blessedness of the Christ position in the third heaven as the all spiritual blessing of Christ. And I came across this the other day, and it did lay great out here, brother, in September last year. I wasn't present at the meeting, but I heard of it, and the power of it has been with me since. Seven times, if my arithmetic is correct, units. I have discovered also that you get seven times the expression in Christ Jesus in 2 Timothy. That's what our dear brother said. What is available to the church in the phrase of its history, that's Ephesians, is also in the darkest days of its history, 2 Timothy. And where is the word to come in the same? In a present place beyond the point. And we are complete in him. The other prepositions with. I'm sure that the only right approach to their understanding is from the top, from our constancy or firmness viewed from the sanctuary, not from the study. And I was rather captivated by something which the first fruit. The sheep of first fruits. With this word, first fruits, discover from the corns that this word, first fruit, is beginning in God. You might say, what's the point of that? I'll tell you. God is beginning, but it's a new beginning for all of us. We see the significance of God's beginning in a man of God's land. This head that we preach, he has been dead, but now here, beginning, he'll die no more. And there are systems taking character for themselves, and that must be up. Has now been set up. He is the beginning. But everyone is to begin. And everyone who brings before us these prepositions with him, we went through the detail of it. Briefly, one will just remind you again of it. Crucified. Dead. Buried. Quickened. Really? Quite seated, manifested. God is doing all these things for the Christ within. And I believe that the right understanding of the preposition with gives us an understanding of the preposition of Christ. Now I believe that the true thought of the Colossian epistle is not so much union with Christ, we might have certainly had it in Mr. Darkey's word in the 5th of Ephesians, we get rather a constitutional thought. We get a kindred thought put on the matter. I'll tell you, Genesis 21. The one that is to be uttered to Isaac is to be kindred with Isaac. Now I'm just wondering whether the preciousness of that has ever gripped my your soul that it has gripped mine. The real man thanks be to God, unkindred. The one that there is there is flesh of his flesh. You might say, well, that's easy. I'll tell you something. I thought, my beloved, you have received. I will say you've got it. There's a certain proof you haven't got it. In fact, I will say something that was on fire. For a long time now, most of these things I believe through exercise and oftentimes fire. The principle of it will get in connection with Jacob. He opened the promise of fire. And the sun rose upon him. And I believe until we have as many of our you can chase a fire and the water and water. All sorts of sufferings in the schoolroom of experience. But if we enter his house on earth, it's going to sanctify upon us. And we'll bless God and say, it was good that I was afflicted. I will say that only for this reason. That if we have a little way to grip the preciousness of this, that the body is of Christ, we'll reap something which is intensely precious and great. And just this last preposition will drive everything. In the Colossians, what's what commends the church for their order? Picture from the Corinthian assembly where all is in disorder. He also commends them for the steadfastness of their faith. I suppose, again, in contrast with the steadfastness of faith was not apparent. The commands of God is not holding fast the head. And the exercise comes home to my soul, and I believe it's true for the Church of God where to see it days. Do we see a man of God's right hand sufficient to draw on in relation to all the dangers and pitfalls that present to us in the second chapter? And without question, blessed be his holy name. There's another one to take us through unto the world. I hadn't waited. In love, such a manifest change in the hearts and lives of men and women of the last century. Which I believe will alone sustain every one of us, old or young, or whichever meeting we're in, until that blessed moment when he presents us to himself in glory, outside of this present scene, with all his